You're listening to the Marcus Lush Nights podcast from News Talk ZB.
By the way, Eric Carmen has died today. He wrote and performed Hungry Eyes, which was in the Dirty Dancing movie. Some of you remember that. I'm not quite sure where in the movie that was, Hungry Eyes. Was that when Swayze was first dancing with the woman? Not the one that he won the... Who knows? Dylan, it's Marcus. Welcome. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Dylan.
So I've been a user for about 3-4.5 years now.
Of?
The nicotine pouches.
Wow. Tell me all about it. Okay, yep.
Yeah, so it's they're completely tobacco-free. There's no tobacco in them. It's essentially like a very small tea bag filled with vegetable powder, and then it's pure nicotine dripped on top of it.
Yep.
So you just put that under your lip and you get the effects of nicotine. There's been a lot of research in Sweden about how they're a lot healthier than smoking and vaping. I've actually got 3 full-time smokers off smoking just purely from recommending nicotine pouches to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were formerly a smoker before that, right?
Correct, yes. And so these have been probably the best thing for, smoking addiction. But Jacinda's government banned them in their term because they're called snus. But you can have 2 different types, which is the tobacco leaf snus and vegetable powder snus. Okay. But they're classed as the same brand.
Could you just explain that word or spell it for me?
It's called snus. So S-N-U-S.
Snus.
It's from Sweden.
Yeah. Okay. Because I can imagine. I can imagine if a tobacco snus, you put that under your gum or on your, that would be like chewing tobacco. That could. I mean, I can see that being.
They can give mouth cancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the tobacco leaf ones, they can give mouth cancer. But there's been plenty of research in Sweden where these ones are linked to no cancer because of the, there's no tobacco leaves in them.
Sure.
But yeah, it's 100% way better than vaping and smoking. I went from smoking to vaping and then to these, just because vaping is not, I don't think it's a good thing.
Hey, just help me out here. So the Labor government banned them. Are they now available in the shops or you get them on the black market?
No. So you used to be able to buy them in dairies and they were being advertised on the radio and everything. But then they were banned because they fell under the same class as chewing tobacco and tobacco snus. So I used to just go and buy them in dairies and then they stopped doing that. And so now I just import them from Sweden. The importing is legal as long as you're not selling it to other people.
Okay.
So you can import for personal use.
Have you got a website you go to for people that are interested? Where do you go? I used to go snooze. How much are you paying for them?
So I was paying $15 a pack at dairies, and now I'm paying about $10 a pack after conversion rates when I import them.
Okay.
So it's actually been good because it's cheaper, but obviously it's less convenient because I have to import in bulk.
Are you decreasing the potency of them? Are you trying to wean yourself off? Are you quite happy with where you are at?
I'm quite happy where I'm at. I'll use them while I'm working, when I go on flights, pretty much everywhere, because there's no secondhand smoke to other people.
Sure.
So I'm quite happy just doing it myself, and then one day if I feel the need to get off it, I can. But yeah, at this stage I'm quite happy taking them.
How long of the snoo under your tongue, how long will it be until you're no longer getting any more nicotine? Will it be minutes or hours?
So they recommend to leave it in for 5 to 15 minutes.
Sure.
I'm probably at the 15 minute mark. You're not getting the same effect after that time. It's just I'm just used to it.
Hey, do you ever put more than one in your mouth?
No. Definitely not.
Oh, I found you really interesting. Thank you so much for that. That's one of the great, you've explained that. I want a snooze. Do you want a snooze? S-N-U-S, snooze. Gosh, there's so many different forms of nicotine. Remember snuff? That was weird. Snooze. S-N-U-S.
For more from Marcus Lush Nights, listen live to News Talk ZB from 8 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.